eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fit de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dicen que traigo la suerte a todo el que está a mi lado. Y esa es mi mala fortuna.
Basada en el clásico de Juan Rulfo, llega Univisión, el gallo de oro.
Supongamos que la caponera puede inclinar la suerte a quien ella quiera. ¿Estás tardando en conquistarla?
Con Lucero, José Ron y Plutarco Asa.
Este gallo está cambiando la vida.
En una historia legendaria de amor y azar.
No trates de cambiarme, no lo vas a lograr.
El gallo de oro, gran estreno miércoles 8 de mayo a las 9 por Univisión.
No más. Sí.
What?
What's up, Knucklehead Nation? Welcome to Loaded Gloves NYC.
What was that?
No más. Like I can't get rid of Nomanchenko.
I thought we were doing a sound check on that one.
Welcome, Boxing Heads, Knucklehead Nation, Knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads.
Boxing Heads.
Boxing Knuckles.
You're listening to Loaded Gloves NYC, home of the world's best and only real podcast for the fans. By fans, we are Loaded Gloves NYC. You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com, The Loaded Gloves, not the home of Jim Lampley.
Very easily. Jim Lampley is probably the worst sports broadcaster, most corrupt.
Anywhere you find Jim Lampley, you will not find us.
I mean, Jim Lampley is probably the worst, most biased boxing sports reporter ever in the history of sports.
Now,
announcing.
You go back and watch some old stuff. He's not that. He's not terrible, but
what happened though? Like what?
It's just not really him. It's just HBO. I felt bad.
And he's getting worse.
I mean, I don't know what we intend to really talk about right now, but I'm going to get off the subject, which I think we're just going to be off the subject this whole segment. And that last HBO broadcast was just what fight was that again?
It was Triple G. Vance Martirosyan.
It was
so strange.
I mean, first of all, Roy Jones literally went crazy. If that would have been Roy Jones Jr. hitting him on the way down, it would have been disqualified. I mean, he was yelling, bro. I don't like that he was going to knock Lampley. He's crazy. He's like, if that would have been me. He couldn't let it go after that. Like, he's nuts.
That was a good moment.
And then Kellerman like just always misses the chance. He was so determined to jerk off Canelo again in the ring to Triple G. It's like, we know that you want the Triple G, you know, the Canelo fight. I mean, and you know, Triple G's like, I'll fight with whoever. Give me titles, belts. And then he mentioned, there's other names. There's that stupid the way Kellerman does it. There are other names out there. Charlo, for example. That's how Kellerman talks. I hate it. Charlo, for example. Andrade. Yeah. Like, he overemphasizes. But then, of course, we're all sitting around going, where's Billy Joe Saunders?
I know.
Why did they not mention him?
I know. I know.
Like, you know, but I can't stand the way he pauses.
Yeah.
His neck gets tight. And then he like looks at you and goes, you know, names are out there. Canelo, of course, is available for September. He goes, Charlo is a name. Andrade is a name out there, too. You know, so is Dr. Seuss. and Roy Jones would fight you. You know, it's like, he's just like, there are names out there for you, right? And then he's like, yes, Max, there are names. I fight them all. I fight them all. But Canelo is the name that you want on September 15th, right? Right? We come on. You might as well have heard him go, come on. Come on, Triple G. We told you to say Canelo, right? Wink, 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 wink. You know, it's like, come on, man. Where is Billy Joe Saunders?
I know.
I can't stand Kelvin so dramatic. Like, just asking a simple. So before the fight, you went to the bathroom. In that bathroom, did you pee or did you do something else? Did you flush? Did you? The world wants to know, what is your decision right now? Gennady, as he calls him. He goes, Gennady.
Gennady, yeah, you're right.
It's everything is dramatic. Do Go you natty. Like fabric softener? Yes or no? Do you?
You're right.
It's like
wonderful Max Kellerman, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the worst. I can't stand him.
You're so right.
Billy Joe Saunders is the guy to mention. Not the other guy. Well, yeah, you got to mention Canelo because that's HBO's bread and butter.
But we're sitting there watching this. You have Roy Jones Jr. going, Roy Jones Jr. would have been DQ'd. DQ'd. And then you got him going crazy. Then you got Max doing his thing. Forgetting Billy Joe. So we're all sitting there like, how could you not
mention? I was amazed they mentioned Charlo. Like, and Andrade.
Yeah, I know. Give me a break.
They just threw Andrade in there.
Oh, that was good. And then you have Lampley's like in another world.
That was the best hour of a useless fight that I've ever seen just because it was so garbage HBO at its prime. Like, it was just so like, you know, like Matarazzo landed like one punch in the first round. Yeah. He came to fight, Max. He came, and then Roy Jones, he definitely landed some punches on that round. But, you know, if that was me and then Roy Jones Jr., the master, I would have knocked out. What I would have done is I would have taken him to the house. I would have knocked him out because I'm Roy Jones Jr. And back in all my prime fights, I would have won those fights. Like, he's just like, they're crazy, bro.
They're nuts. The three of them.
I love Roy Jones in his prime, my favorite fighter of all time. But he's nuts after the fight. If that was me, you know, it's like, Lampley's like, was that or not? Did he hit him on his way down? I just want to let you know, if that was me, Roy Jones Jr., I would have been disqualified in that fight. And every time I watch them now, I picture them as like Muppets. Like, we got to get like puppets made, like an HBO Muppet
like
show.
Like shirts or a prairie dog shirt.
But we got like a little prairie dog, like a little prairie dog Muppet is Lampley.
With a microphone and a ring behind him.
I got it. Any design people out there listening, we'll budget it.
You're right. The three of them are, the HBO boxing crew are insane. They're out of their minds.
I like Roy, though, because he'll go against the grain. Roy will be like, no, you don't.
And then
Roy,
you got Letterman.
I got the fight. Five rounds to four. There's only been two rounds? Okay. Let's start over again. I got the fight. I got Muhammad Ali beating Canelo. Oh, wait a minute. Muhammad Ali's not fighting. Oh, well.
Right, you're getting good at your impressions of the three.
I got him not fight. What? All right, let's go over the judges. You've got Rory Smith, an excellent judge from the Nevada Gaming Commission. He did the last Canelo fight. He had it a draw for Canelo, which everybody agrees was the acceptable answer. No, it really wasn't. All right, I'm going back to sleep.
You're right. He goes to the judges.
Like, it's like horrible.
They're crazy.
Bro, they're like a sitcom.
The four of them. I know. They're like a sitcom.
Yeah. Showtime's so professional. It's just awesome.
And then you look at the World Boxing Super Series. You look at Showtime.
Oh, they were great. Frosch is great when he does his stuff, too, man. He's awesome.
And then you got these four idiots at HBO.
No. Three idiots and a shot boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Roy Jones.
We like Roy Jones.
Because Roy Jones will say things during the fight that make 1,000% like sense, and they ignore him.
Morgan Fitch.
Because Lampley will be like...
Because
you know Lampley. Like, Canelo will be fighting Jesus, and Jesus can't land the punch. You know, Canelo... Max is like, Canelo landed a seven punch, you know, and then he's like, well, actually, there was a good counter over there by Jesus. Jesus landed with a counter shot. I didn't see it, Roy.
It's
just like they blow him off.
And then God forbid any of the guys ever say anything like correct Jim Lampley. He goes on the attack.
Well, he can't turn his head. There's something going on with his neck. His head is lowering towards his shoulders, and every year he loses an inch of neck. Like, have you noticed that? He's all torso and head.
He's got this, like, this rooster chin. He's got, like, that piece of skin under his chin.
And he's always, like, squinting at you. Like, he always looks like he's squinting.
He's a freak.
But I don't know what happened. I used to like when they had, like, Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant was the best ring announcer because he didn't give a crap. He was going to fight Mayweather in the ring. I love that.
And these guys are in their mind.
Listen, Max knows boxing. And I understand a lot of it has to do with HBO pretty much saying, listen, this is our guy. The other guy's not our guy. Talk about our guy. That's politics. That's money. You're being paid to do that. I understand that completely. But every once in a while, you know what? The other guy lands a punch. Yeah. It's amazing.
There's two people in the ring.
It's amazing. It's like when they had Pacquiao on HBO, Pacquiao could throw a punch from 150 feet away and it would land. It would like make no sense. But what's bothering me now is Kellerman in the ring has become the worst. You know, it's like, all the eyes are on you right now, Gennady. You know, it's like there's names out there. Like, I know there's names out there, but we knew before the fight. If you didn't know before the fight, that the next fight's going to be Canelo. Like, you're stupid. If he signs another fight right now, I will get in the ring against George Foreman. Like, I will fight George Foreman in the ring. That fight's right on Mexican Independence Day. Canelo's drug suspension was conveniently placed within his schedule that allows him to have 2 months to train. Well, he could train as long as he wants. He just can't fight. And get into the ring perfectly timed for that fight.
But you know that what's going to happen is in September when Canelo and Triple G fight. And
suddenly there won't be any contaminated meat anywhere in Mexico.
They're going to have, you know, what happens is Roy Jones, Jim Lampley, what's his name? Roy Jones, Jim Lampley.
Kellerman
and Letterman, they short circuit. They're like a robot that's short circuiting. That's what's going to happen to them when Canelo and Triple G step in the ring again. They're going to be like, they're going to be doing. I mean, you're right.
Here's the thing. They obviously do not want Triple G to win. I know people will say they do, but
no,
if Triple G wins, the only fighters out there for Triple G to chase for belts are not their guys. They're Showtime guys. They're top rank guys. They're Heyman guys. They're not. They want Canelo because then Canelo can now fight.
Right.
You know. He can fight Carl Frampton rehydrated up to 154. You know, it's like, you know, and they'll let him play those games again, which is stupid because there's some guys coming after Canelo, man. But
I was talking about.
I didn't want to do another segment on the Hate HBO, but this is heading that way.
There was a story came out about Sergey Kovalev versus Eder Alvarez, right? And then when I first looked, I saw Kovalev Alvarez. I thought, whoa, Canelo's fighting Kovalev. I said, actually, that makes sense. Canelo could probably fight in heavyweight by the time he gets into the ring.
I said, a couple pounds of that
Sergey
meat.
Kovalev versus Canelo Alvarez is probably a really good fight. I was like, you know what? That wouldn't shock me. That would not shock me. Just like nothing in boxing. Actually, you know what? That's what I love about boxing is just when you think you've seen it all, you have, what's his name? Who are those brothers?
Charles?
No, the other brothers that we can't stand.
Durrell's?
Just when you think you've seen it all, you see Durrell's uncle attack the fighter in the ring.
Yes.
Just
Thank when you God think justice you've seen was it served all, on that one, though.
You see, just when you think you've seen it all in boxing, you see Joe Smith Jr. knock Bernard Hopkins out of the ring.
Yeah, and Bernard Hopkins. I slipped. It was a slip. Yeah, okay. You don't slip through ropes out the ring on your head, bro. Or he was pushed. Whatever. Whatever, man.
That's why you can't make up the humor and comedy in boxing is like no other sport. You can't make it up. You can't. The stuff that happens inside and out of the ring.
Oh, the way Errol Spence was just sitting there grilling Gary Russell when Gary Russell was just spewing.
How about that interview with Gary Russell? I'm a lion in the jungle.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they were looking at him like, what is wrong? This is your moment to shine. And he's going off.
Well, that's
and I'm
what they're saying. Boxing is, boxing is a self-written comedy. I watch HBO fights more for the humor than I do to hear great coverage. Like, you don't tune into HBO to get fine-crafted boxing knowledge. You don't. Because, first of all,
they don't have any.
Actually, you only do when Andre Ward is
doing
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Andre Ward is first of all, he's not fighting.
He's retired.
Why don't they give him a contract and let him be? Yeah. He's the best they have.
Because he proved himself, and then they all said, "Oh, we can't let Andre Ward's better than us."
I still think he's going to come back, but that's I do.
Yeah,
I
you're
think
right.
He's going to come back, but I don't know. Just Roy Jones, like I said, he does relevant facts, and they don't listen. You're right, except when he mentioned I know Morgan one guy out there that could beat, you know, Triple G.
In Triple G's prime, like, yeah. You know.
His name's Morgan Fitch, you know. Like,
Morgan Fitch is fighting next weekend in Pennsylvania at a casino.
I don't, and even Lampley was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's like, boxing's crazy. Like,
it's nuts.
Everybody talks about Mayweather's the best ever, Mayweather's the best ever, Mayweather's the best ever, Mayweather's 50-0, 50-0, 50-0, 50-0, 50-0. Another fighter that's now fighting just became 50-0. You didn't hear a peep about it. Nothing. Where are the boxing writers trying to turn that? Boxing writers are just as bad. Listen, you want to challenge me, boxing writers? I'll outright you. I don't know what that means, because you guys are a lot of the problem here. You report on nothing but the network title fights.
Well, they put
if you spoke about guys beforehand and tried building them up and tried to create a following, you know what? You'll be known now as the guy that was the first one to ever mention about them, and more people will go read your articles, but they don't do that.
No, they just make up stuff.
Well, boxing scene is always on point. They mentioned right away.
The worst is Boxing News 24.
They're horrible. Boxing scene actually gets it right away. They mentioned Wang Hang Many Oath and Ties, Floyd Mayweather, 50-0. And you know what? Maybe he hasn't done it in a weight class that anybody knows about, but he still
did it. Or left the gym in Thailand.
Well, no, he's fought a couple of good guys, but the guy he fought last fight actually was good. Actually, that guy was good. I was surprised that he won so easily with a knockout. It was a vicious knockout, actually.
But for example, like,
but they don't even mention it. And why wouldn't even Lampley mention it? I mean, maybe they can turn him into an HBO guy. Maybe they can say, we discovered a 50-0 fighter.
50-0 after
they think they discovered Song Rinvasi all of a sudden.
Yeah. They discovered Roman.
Listen,
remember that?
HBO every once in a while gets it right. The Superfly fights are great fights. Those cards were great. Do another one, though.
Exactly.
Why are we still trying to sign Superfly 3? Do you know, minimum weight. You know, I know Superfly sounds cool because it sounds like the movie from the 70s, Superfly. But put another weight class together and turn another tournament out there, man. That's all I have to say about HBO. I'm done with HBO.
All right, but we're going to see.
They don't even have a welterweight, do they? That's the money weight class. They don't even have one.
I thought HBO Boxing was going to close down or something. I mean, it's like CNN.
They're actually signing, seems like, a lot of fights this year. But
yeah, they are now.
And they always seem to have a better undercard. Not better, but they always have as good as undercards. They put a card together sometimes.
They put a card together sometimes.
Well, I mean, we've been to some fights recently where the undercard was like, you know, kid that had to, after he was done, had to run back and go to high school. You know, it's like, who are these people fighting sometimes? I understand you got to do that. You got to start your way up, but not. And ESPN did something that I didn't like either. When I went to the Conlon title fight, which was really supposed to be the. Vostick was on that card. What was the other one on that card? When Verdejo got beaten. That was a good fight.
Kovalev was the main.
No, right? It wasn't Kovalev. No. And then they put two champions on at 5:30 in the afternoon. Like, I didn't understand what ESPN was doing with that. I want cards where there's three title fights. Three good fights. Not even be title fights. Three champions or ex-champions or former champions. I don't want to see Bermaine Stavern on every undercard or Jennings is on every undercard. I don't want to see that.
You know what's getting kind of crazy right now is the super middleweight, 168. You got Gilberto Ramirez. You got James DeGale, George Groves, David Benavidez. And that guy Uskategi, who beat Darrell twice.
He really did.
He's good,
I actually
man.
Like Uskategi the best him. Out of all of them, to tell
yeah,
you the truth.
Yeah, I really like him.
I like him. And that's also the weight class that Vostick said he'll go down to if nobody at light heavy wants to fight
I'm
him.
I'm going
to
tell you who Triple G is going to fight. If he doesn't fight Canelo, he's going to fight this Japanese guy, Ryota Murata. He's a WBA regular. He's a mandatory for Triple G. He's going to fight him, I'm telling you. He's going to knock him out, too, this Japanese guy. And he's got to fight Charlo. I don't know.
What network would show Triple G Charlo? That would be the problem.
That's right. That's the problem. That's why this Eddie Hearn thing is great. But, you know, going back to that, the craziness of boxing, I'm going to end it on this. There's a card with Gary Russell on, with four Gary Russells
three
on.
Three Gary Russells.
Three. This is boxing. That's when you thought you've seen it all.
And that's the second time. That's the second time in 2 years there's been an entire card of Gary Russell's.
Just when you think
fighting.
You've seen it all. What, he's got like his grand.
No,
like
no,
a 3-year-old amateur.
They're good. They're his brothers. Good. Like, they're really good, actually. But you know what, though? That's kind of stealing the thunder away from your brothers. Like, let them have their own card, man. I don't need to see the Gary Russell Experience. That should be the name of his own rock band. He's his own rock band.
They are their own boxing rock band.
Yeah, the Gary Russell Experience. That's what they're called. But it's like...
We could have a promoter rock band.
The problem is in all this talk of boxing that we've been doing for the last months, we're not talking about Errol Spence, and that sucks.
Yeah, that's horrible. You're right.
That's bad for boxing. You know what I mean? We're not talking about Crawford. We're just waiting around for this horn fight. Like, two guys that last year you couldn't keep off the tip of your tongue. Now you're sitting there and you're going... Oh, yeah, Errol Spence. I wonder when that fight's going to... Like, he's fighting Ocampo, man. I mean, come on.
Never left Mexico, but he's going to...
He's going to...
You know what?
He'll drag it out.
Spence is exciting because he knocks people out.
Yes.
And we love what he went over and beat Kell Brook. That was... But he was getting beat.
And I'm dying to see how Terrence Crawford recovers from this miraculous hand injury that he shook my hand with. But,
Man, that's how we got it.
Yeah.
The genie put his spell on him.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I it was... I'm not saying he did it, but I'm saying that he probably needed more time to get to 147.
Yeah, it's true.
And he bought it. Jeff Horn comes into the ring at 180. Jeff Horn is the best weight-cutting 147 boxer. Hands down. If we
That's
had a pound-for-pound list of stupid abilities, Jeff Horn is the best weight cutter of all time. Jeff Whitehorn is a light heavyweight in the ring. He's like a light heavyweight. He's like 180.
At welterweight.
Yeah. It's great. I'm sorry. And I actually think he can win. I really do.
Yeah, I know. You've been sad.
I know.
That's a genie prediction. Right
I know
there.
Everybody tells me I'm crazy when I think he beat Pacquiao. I think Pacquiao, as a champion, needed to do more. So right. I'm that guy... If you're the guy, that everyone's coming to see and you have a half-assed performance, that's on you to lose then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You didn't bring it. Maybe the climate, whatever, the travel, the kangaroos, whatever they do out there in Australia threw you off, and it was outside. That will probably all throw you off, but you didn't bring it until too late in the fight. They were going to stop the fight. Horn was so hurt. But you know what? Horn's size, I've never seen Manny Pacquiao back up like that. I've never seen him back up. My genie prediction for the Horn-Crawford fight is I do think because in the corrupt world of boxing, they all want Terrence Crawford to move forward and be the guy. Crawford will get a decision that Horn probably really won. That's the way I'm going to call that decision.
Crawford's really only had one good guy in his resume. One top, and it is...
Who? Postal. Yeah.
That's it. It's her and... You know,
they were acting like how quick he got rid of Ndongo was like a great thing. Well, so everyone seems to be getting rid of Ndongo now. You know what I mean? Like, it was, I don't know.
Know what makes me laugh? Remember that Crawford fight you went to versus, who'd he fight? And HBO killed him, the guy who was fighting. Who was
Felix
actually
Diaz.
Beating him.
Felix Diaz
was beating him. Landing punches.
For four or five rounds.
Yeah.
Then the size difference.
Him.
Yeah, then the size
but
difference.
But you remember on the undercard, that guy from Peru? Is he still alive?
He got killed, that guy.
He's like a movie star. He got beat by Beltran. Remember that?
Yes, Beltran whooped him, man.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best moments of the year.
Last year. That was last year or 16? That was last year, right? That was great.
That was incredible.
I like Beltran, man. Somebody give the freaking guy a green card and let him stay here already. I'm tired of hearing how he's fighting to stay in the country.
It was versus Jonathan Mycelo.
Yes.
Remember the Peruvian guy or whatever he is?
Yes, I was texting you, and I'm like, why are all these Peruvian people here? And you were like, this guy's like a big celebrity.
His nickname's The Last Inca.
Yeah, he is,
because he got killed.
And you guys were like, yeah, this is a big celebrity. I didn't know who. I was like, why are all these Peruvian flags here?
Because he's a big star in Peru. He's like a Coca-Cola spokesman, and his nickname's The Last Inca. He may be, because I think he just got killed.
Well, who else is coming back that's a big star in the country? That doesn't remind. Oh, Zhao Xueming, I think, announced that he doesn't want to go out like that. He's making a comeback.
He hasn't fought. Oh, no, he fought some guy, Angel Granados.
Since then?
In Peru. Yeah.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
He's a TV star. They got to put him on TV to have
but
him win
Beltran,
again.
Beltran,
he'll
God.
Never come out here again, bro. He got crushed. That was one of those moments where I didn't really feel comfortable being at the Garden when there was no one there. There was nobody there for that fight. I've never seen the Garden must have lost money because their operating costs have to be huge. Huge. I don't even remember that fight.
Look at this.
Am I watching now?
Dejan.
I don't want to talk about
that. You got to see
terrible.
This. No, but we got to see this knockout. Mundo Beltran and John. We got to see this knockout.
But nobody else can see it. We're audio.
Wow.
There's no knockout. You got trapped. You fell into somebody's... and guess what? He just got paid because you clicked.
This is
amazing. That's how it happens. Pay per click. You just made the guy a dollar.
You Wait, just watch this. Watch this.
Yeah, he went to sleep right there.
The last Inca. So let's. This is the last show of the day. We'll leave you with the last Inca getting knocked out forever by Beltran from Peru.
Who was the first Inca?
We know the last. The last Inca. Beltran's like, give me that green card.
I love Beltran. Beltran? Not Carlos Beltran. I used to love Carlos Beltran until he
Raymundo
came up to the Mets.
Raymundo Beltran.
Raymundo. They had a nice special about him on TV.
Yeah, I loved it.
That
made
was
me
a
cry.
Great special.
You know, our boy,
all right, it's
the Siberian Rocky.
It's raining like hell outside, too.
Oh, great. All right, you're listening to Loaded Gloves NYC. You can't make it up. The business, the comedy of boxing. We love you, Knucklehead Nation. Thanks to all our fans all around the world. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. And we're just a couple of fans creating content for the fans. So thank you to all. And
if this was Roy Jones Jr.'s show, they wouldn't be leaving yet.
The fans love Loaded Gloves.
I'll admit it.
They're the best.
Keeping me up to date.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
Keep it locked right here.
Dicen que traigo la suerte a todo el que está a mi lado. Y esa es mi mala fortuna.
Basada en el clásico de Juan Rulfo, llega Univision, el gallo de oro.
Supongamos que la caponera puede inclinar la suerte a quien ella quiera. ¿Estás tardando en conquistarla?
Con Lucero, José Ron y Plutarco Asa.
Este gallo está cambiando la vida.
En una historia legendaria de amor y azar.
No trates de cambiarme, no lo vas a lograr.
El gallo de oro, gran estreno miércoles 8 de mayo a las 9 por Univision.